Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, if I have an old 401k, what can I do with that?
That's a great question. So a lot of times 401k plans have lower overall costs than individually directed accounts or even other 401k accounts. So a lot of times it makes a lot of sense to leave your old 401k there and take advantage of the lower costs. You know, some of the negatives, of course, of having an old 401k is if that company decides to change companies, like if they were using Vanguard and they moved to Empower, they're going to go ahead and move your money. You can't control it. That 401k is implicitly owned by the company, so they can control that account. You know, another thing to consider about that is beneficiaries. You know, 401k plans are only required by law to allow a spouse to continue to keep a 401k deferral status or Roth status, whatever type of account you have. And so if you and your spouse were to die, if you're not married and you were to pass away, a lot of times that money can all come out taxable to your beneficiary. And so having an IRA, of course, one of the advantages of IRA is you get the 10-year rule. You can direct it based on that. And so the beneficiaries have 10 years to pull it out under the current law.
Right. And then what if I have a new 401k with my current employer and I had that old 401k? Can I roll them between?
Sure. That's a really good idea. You know, a lot of times, you know, especially we work with a customer recently who had seven jobs in the last 7 years. Well, they had seven 401k accounts. And so it can get a little costly sometimes because sometimes there can be maintenance fees on accounts. So a lot of times you do want to consolidate that into your new 401k. But I would look at the cost as well as part of that. And same rules, you know, you get the benefits of a 401k of having a group price, having everybody together. But that also means the company controls it, which means if they change plans or something happens, it can still move around.
Right. And then the last option we kind of talk about is rolling it, okay, from a 401k into an IRA.
Yeah, so if you roll it to an IRA, of course, you know, you work with, you know, with our firm or a different company, it can cost a little bit more money than doing it on your own. It does depend. Sometimes our IRAs can be less costly than certain 401ks. It just depends on your plan. So something to analyze and review. The number one negative of rolling money from a 401k to an IRA is a lot of times it can cost more. Another part with IRAs, there's a lot of advisors, the majority of advisors, we would not consider to be full fiduciaries. And since they're not 100% fiduciaries, there are products that are not available in 401ks because they have a higher legal standard that are available in individual IRAs. It might be expensive. You know, we don't sell expensive or commission products. We don't sell those type of annuities, but those products, but we see often, a lot of times people roll money over and they roll into something where they don't have access to their money. Whereas with a 401k you do, and with our IRAs, anything we would ever provide a customer you have 100% access to.
Right, and then, so we handle this process.
Correct.
and help them along the way. If they decide, hey, I want to roll over this
yeah.
into an IRA, we're right there beside you.
Yeah, well, and that's the, you know, big benefit is customer service. You've got our local teams and, you know, local people you can talk with and get this process done, or even through Zoom and have an actual dedicated team members in our office, you know, Genesis and Neil and Amy and Christina and Susie, and they are the ones to get that done.
Right.
Obviously, that process entails you have to open up an IRA or Roth IRA. Usually that's the first step to have an IRA open, so you have an account number. So when that money goes from the 401k to an account, it's not considered a tax event because it's a direct, you know, rollover, you know, from the company to the IRA. And because it's direct, that's not considered a tax event. There's also something called the special tax notice. The special tax notice is where it entails how you do that rollover and you can move it over. So a lot of times you have to acknowledge that you've seen that notice in order to roll your money over. Obviously, another benefit of an IRA is you get more investment options. You have a lot of really good options out there. You do need to make sure that you work with a professional that will put you in higher quality funds, you know, but those options are there in an individual account, which in a 401k, they're gonna limit your options. You know, a lot of 401ks
right.
might have a very good large cap fund. They don't always have very good small cap funds or emerging market funds or bond funds. And so some of the peripheral funds that make up a portfolio, a lot of times are not great options in the 401k.
Right. Well, thank you for talking to us about this options that you have with an old 401k. And thank you for tuning in today. And I hope you have a great day.